Welcome to The Fitpreneurs, the show that will help you flex your business muscles so you can make more money and live the life you really want. No more complaining, whining, or being a wimp. It's time to pump up your fitness business and push yourself beyond your comfort zone. So no girly men or lazy ladies allowed. It's time for me to do some push-ups and turn things over to your host, Simon Lovell.
Hello and welcome to the Kick-Ass Show here on facebook.com/bitpreneurs. Also, if you're listening over on iTunes, as always, please head and give a review. I'd love to see that. And also interact with you over on YouTube, also SoundCloud. Also, these episodes also go over to the Fitpreneurs blog. So you can head to fitpreneurs.com/blog. And if you're watching me live, I would love to be able to interact with you on the show. So say hi. Where are you from? You can see I'm donning the, if you're watching me live or on the replay, you can see I'm donning the Masters of the Universe t-shirt here, which says something about puppies. Anyway, there you go. So today we're going to be talking about sales and calling BS to help change more lives. I really love this topic. Of sales, and more importantly, calling BS. And I think that a lot of people seem to think that that's a negative thing. Well, I just want to have an open conversation today around the importance of calling bullshit to be able to help move us forward. You know, I can remember back when I was struggling, to move forward in my business and also in my personal life. And if I'm really brutally honest, then the biggest growth that I've had have been from those really uncomfortable conversations that my coaches and mentors had with me, where they weren't scared to tell the truth. You know, they weren't scared to have a really honest conversation with me to help me shift. And, you know, if you understand, coaching and helping people move forward, sometimes, you know, we surround ourselves a lot around people that just want to tell us that everything is okay, everything's going fine. Are you able to move forward like that? No. You know, some of the biggest jumps that I've had have come from those breakthrough moments where it was a really uncomfortable conversation to have. And if we look at transformation, if we look at moving forward, if we look at, you know, making leaps and bounds, not small moves and small steps, but really moving forward in a big way, then a lot of that has to do with changing our behavior and changing the way that we think. And sometimes that's difficult to hear. It's difficult to hear someone say something which actually in the moment is really difficult to hear, because no one wants to hear that. No one wants to hear a perspective that maybe in that moment you're going to feel rejected, or you're going to feel like you're not good enough, and you're going to feel like a piece of shit, frankly. However, as you start to move forward and you start to look back, I've always looked back and gone, wow, it was that conversation that really got me into action. It was that conversation that really made me realize really what was going on. You know, maybe it was around a relationship. Maybe it was around a business. Maybe it was around making an investment in something. So today, the conversation is around, you know, calling BS in sales and having that conversation. So the biggest thing is you know, that I want, you know, listeners, viewers to understand is that you have to really verbalize and own yourself from the place of like your skill set and what you know. Okay? The reason I say that is that if you don't, and if you fail to do that, then you're gonna stop yourself from saying things, okay, which you want to say. You want to say, but you fear maybe losing the sale. You have a conversation with someone, and maybe you think to yourself, if I say what I really feel that's actually going to help this person, that's the raw truth, then maybe they won't like it, and maybe I'll lose the sale. Maybe I'll lose helping this person. But actually, what happens is, if you don't say it, you lose the sale. Okay, if you don't say what you truly believe, you know, people really appreciate honesty. People really appreciate, being told the truth. And actually, the reason for the name of this show, Kick-Ass, came from one of my VIP calls where I was talking to my clients, and we were having this interaction, and they were saying, like, you know, I need my ass kicked. All right, I need my ass kicked. And so, at a deep level, I think we all want our asses kicked. Why? Because we all like to sit in our comfort zone so much, okay? We all want to stay comfortable. And so when I use the phrase kicking ass, when I use the phrase calling BS, it's not from a really nasty place. It's from a place of, hey, look, I freaking care about you. I want to help you move forward, but I've got to tell you the truth. Based on experience, based on going through my own journey, based on the clients that I've been working with, you know, and sometimes we can get stuck in our ways. And so if you're looking to help people and you're looking to serve and you're looking to actually create a transformation, then you've got to be able to call BS, okay? You've got to be able to have that honest conversation with someone that really helps them get to where they need to be. And it doesn't, again, it doesn't, it's how you say things. It's the discussion that you have. It's about having rapport, all right? So if you just have just met someone, okay, then that can obviously affect things. It also depends on the level of authority that you have and the people that you respect. So there's another thing. So we have to look at the habits that we have ourselves. Like, are we living in fear most of the time? You know, because that level of certainty and confidence that you have in your business is going to give you the ability to call BS and not be attached to the sale and just say it as it is. Okay. More and more people are craving those that are willing to have a brutal, honest conversation coming from a loving place that can help them get to where they want to be. Okay. That's the truth. And so it doesn't serve you to be soft. Okay, it doesn't serve you and it doesn't serve the client to be soft. We have a very high standard at Fitpreneurs. You know, we have a very high level of coaching. We've improved upon that over the past year where we have a very serious level of accountability. But even to get into the accountability program, we have to have a really honest conversation at the point of a client being enrolled around expectations and what it takes to become and get to that next level. Because if we don't, then it's not going to serve anyone. So it doesn't serve to be soft, okay? It doesn't serve to be soft. And another thing that I want to say is that you're always going to affect your revenue and you're always going to affect how your business moves forward, okay, if you're not being true to yourself. So just define in your business, define for yourself, okay, how you want to show up and how you want to have people go through your process. Again, I would really love to open the discussion on this. So just say hi on Facebook Live. If you're watching, post below, have this, open up this discussion. What are some of your biggest sales questions? What have been some of your biggest sales challenges? Do you appreciate when someone calls BS that's not being an a-hole, all right, but is just having that honest conversation with you? Ask yourself the question. This is a really good question to ask, which is, you know, historically over time, did your growth, some of your growth come from friends maybe? And let's take, you know, friends that have maybe advised you about relationships. You know, do you have certain friends that you really respect that, you know, you go to them and you know that they're going to have a really honest conversation with you? It might not be easy to hear, but you know that when you go to that friend, they're just going to be frank and honest because they really care about you. And you have to adopt that same philosophy in your business, okay? You have to adopt that philosophy yourself. And it's a really important part of that. Now, tomorrow, we are starting a program called Sales Mastery. And that program is a 6-week intensive workshop where I'm going to be taking clients and those coming through the program through 12 weeks, okay? Because here's the thing, sales mastery is about mastering all multiple areas of sales, not just how you have that conversation. It's about objections. It's about the process. It's about, you know, making sure that you get clients signed up into the right program so that you can sell packages between $1,000 and $25,000. And so, you know, it's just, people seem to think that it's all about the leads when you need to focus on making sure that your sales process is solid so that you're not just generating revenue to help you get profit and so that you can create freedom in your life, but so you bring the right people into your programs so that you've got your standards so that you can build your business based on how you want the culture of the business to be. And so being honest in that is part of that. You know, in week one, we're going to be covering mindset and we're going to be going into objections and we're going to be covering how to build a sales team. Maybe you right now are in your business and you're doing all of the sales yourself. What are your closing percentages? What are your prices? We're going to be talking about price increases, all of that. And so on this page, you can see if you go to fitpreneurs.com/salesmastery, you know, it takes you through. And actually, if you use the code close clients today and you use that code today, then you'll be able to get 50% off because the program starts live tomorrow. Now, you can get all of the recordings included. So if you can't make the live sessions, that's fine. But here we go. In week one, we're going to be covering sales mindset and confidence, you know, how to increase your prices, what you were taught at PT school versus the truth about your capabilities, okay, what your beliefs need to be. We're going to be talking a lot around the mindset of sales. We're also going to be talking about rewiring past conditioning, okay, how to set sales targets, how to use meditation to help your sales and closing deals, how to master your mind, how to get out of a sales slump, you know, very important. And then we're going to be covering the transformation selling system. So I have helped my clients generate millions of dollars through using a session called the transformational and the TS, it's called, which helps you sell packages. So if you're currently selling one-to-one sessions or blocks, then we need to get you away from that because it's costing you a lot of revenue. We need to get you into selling packages and transformations. Very, very key. So this is going to help you confidently increase your prices and sell those bigger packages. So we're going to be covering the sales scripts and the processes and how to present your offer. An offer is really important, guys, to be able to give a reason for moving forward straight away. And so in sales, you've got to have these multiple elements. You can't just have a random conversation with someone. If you have just been taught in PT school and you haven't delved deep into sales, then you need to take people through a specific process that actually gets you a really quality client, okay, and who invests in themselves at a high level that so that you get paid what you're worth. So we're going to be talking about the script. We're going to be talking about how to generate rapport, how to present your offer, all of these things. We're going to be talking about in week three, we're going to be going over objections. And then in week four, we're going to be going over optimization. So what about, you know, for example, in sales, you know, you need to look at how people are getting to the call, you know, or the conversation or the in-person quote-unquote transformation. What about after they leave? What are some things that reduce buyer's remorse? You know, I can tell you that one of those things is getting them really active and onboarded properly. And if you fail to onboard properly and you fail to have them, the clients that you're bringing on, get them active, okay, very, very quickly, then that's going to affect your, you know, the people that, you know, maybe invest but then come back and they don't want to move forward. So this is about tweaks. And so these little tweaks that you may think are insignificant can actually build up into being tens of thousands of pounds, dollars, euros, whatever currency you're in. Okay, so you might want to look at, maybe you're getting people into a 12-week program right now, but they're not upgrading and they're not carrying on with you. So we're going to be talking about upselling and all of those things. We're going to be talking about how to reduce refunds and follow-up so that you can maximize your revenue. And remember, it's pointless you having loads of leads coming in if you're currently just driving them through a process which isn't optimized. Okay, and don't think that the basic knowledge that you got on sales is going to help you to really extend and scale your company, okay? Because sales is the most important area to master before lead generation. The biggest sales mistakes to avoid, we're going to be covering all of those. Maybe right now you're not even aware of some of the mistakes that you're making, and these small tweaks are going to help you. You know, understanding the emotional roller coaster that people go on as they're leading up to investing in something or have invested. The secret of active listening and overselling yourself. That's something that you can really do is actually sell yourself too much and be talking about your program and you too much. Very, very important. So we're going to be talking about that. And we're going to be talking about in week six, building the kick-ass sales team. What about when you want to transition out of sales and actually start to recruit someone to enroll for you? So that's going to be key. Now, some of the bonuses. So this is going to start tomorrow, 3rd of August, 1:30 PST. Again, all the calls are going to be recorded. Then back on Thursday, we're going to actually be going to Bali. So some of these calls are going to change. Again, you will get the recordings for 6 weeks. The training value is $1,997. Okay, and then you're going to get access to the VIP supergroup coaching area, which has got all of my active clients in it. That's hugely valuable because you're going to be able to jump on some of those calls, those group calls, and be part of a great community. So that's not just a standard Facebook group. Also, we've got the coaching call database. We've got the a Fitpreneurs one-to-one call with a coach. And also, a free ticket to Ultimate Freedom Live, which is the 3-day event at the True Transformation Ranch here in San Diego. And that ticket is worth $1,000. And that's the 22nd to the 24th of September. Okay, now The total value is 5,238, and the investment is 1997. But you want to use the code close clients in capitals. Okay, so let me just bring this up for you. You want to use the code, okay, close clients, and this is at fitpreneurs.com. Okay, fitpreneurs.com/salesmastery. And you want to use the word, the code, close clients, and you'll get access to this, okay? And you'll get lifetime access to this training. So, guys, I really want you to master this side of sales, okay? And you really being not just average at this, but exceptional, because, you know, yes, this is going to take an investment, but more than the investment, it's going to take your time. It's going to take 6 weeks of you coming, playing full out and learning not to be average, but to be the best. The outcome of this training for 6 weeks is for you to master this so that you become in the top 1% in terms and you get confident around sales. And I know that some of you are watching that you have low confidence in this. Maybe when it gets to that point of the conversation where you have to talk about the money, okay, when you talk about the money, you start to shut down and you start to lose sales from that, okay? And a big part of this, we're going to be going much deeper, is into this conversation around how to bring on the right clients and how to call BS effectively. So super excited for you. Those of you who are going to be joining that, head to fitpreneurs.com/salesmastery, and looking forward to you being live on the workshop to master sales so that you can really transform more lives. I know that this topic of sales sometimes people don't like, but the true outcome of this is that you are going to be impacting and changing more lives, more people who are going to value what you do. You're being paid correctly for your services, for all the skills that you've adopted over the past few years, and less of the paid per session, less of the blocks, less of the lower paid memberships, and start to really become the premium. But in order to do that, you have to be willing to invest in yourself. And so that's why I've made the investment, so that you can make one sale, which is going to make the return on investment for you. So it's an absolute no-brainer. Plus, I've given you the code for 50% off if you're able to join this training live. Now, again, if you're not able to come to a live session during the 6 weeks, that's okay. I would prefer you to be on that. But you will get the recordings. As soon as the trainings are finished, they're going to be posted into the members area. So this is the last, today and tomorrow is the last days for you to get the 50% off. And then after this is going to go to 1997. Why is the investment that much? Because if you want to be, if you want to have people invest at a premium level with you, this is not going to be a $97 product or a $500 product, okay? You've got to invest in the outcome that you want people to invest with you. So this is going to take one sale for you to be able to make the return on investment. So it's going to be a worthwhile, and again, this process has generated millions and millions and millions of dollars for my clients. And now this is being refined for the first time in a 6-week training, going a much deeper dive into all of these different areas. Because for the past three or four years, okay, I've had people going through this process and they've been doing great, but I haven't put together all of the smaller pieces in terms of the objections and the challenges and the mindset. And in fact, week one is going to be the most important part, because what holds most people back in sales in their fitness business is this. It's confidence, is a sales slump. How long do you go down for before you get back up again and you get back into a great headspace? Do you feel sometimes that you feel rejected or you're not offering at the right price point? Most likely you're watching this right now and you know that you're undercharging. By this training, and my goal for you is that you would have made a return on investment by the time you have finished the 6 weeks at least, hopefully more so in the first 1 or 2 weeks, okay? Because I want you to start applying what you're going to be learning in sales mastery immediately as soon as you've learned it. This is not about applying it 6 months from now or, you know, 2 months from now. It's about applying it right now in the next conversations that you have, okay, with potential people who are looking at your personal training services, your online meal plans, if you're selling online fitness, if you're a health coach, this is going to apply to you. And so, you know, this process itself has also helped my company generate millions and millions of dollars. Okay, so it's about being the best, and it's about ultimately transforming more lives. As always, it's great to serve you guys. If you have any questions, post into the comments below. You can also just connect with me personally on Facebook, facebook.com/boylovell, B-O-Y-L-O-V-E-L-L. So head to fitpreneurs.com/salesmastery and put in the code close clients in capitals, okay, on the payment page, and you will see it comes to 50% off down to 997. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you here at the True Transformation Ranch in San Diego, and also inside the Facebook group, where you're going to get access to my coaching group and be able to, for 6 weeks, jump on those calls, which is hugely valuable if you've got other challenges in your business that you want solved. So it's a killer deal, it's a killer offer, and a kick-ass offer, building on the kick-ass theme. So I'm so excited by starting this training tomorrow, and hopefully I'm going to see you there. Anyway, touching back on the main topic of today's show. When you're in a conversation with people, do not be afraid to speak your truth, okay? Especially in those moments when someone is saying to you, you know, I need to go and think about it, okay? Don't be afraid to be willing to call BS in a loving way, because you know that you want to help that person, okay? This is about creating transformation, and sometimes people need to hear things from that place that you want to say something, but sometimes you're maybe a little bit scared. I will see you in another episode of Kick-Ass. See you very soon.
Guys, thanks for the killer episode. Listen, if you want to take your fitness business to the next level, terminate your competition, create ultimate freedom, buy new houses, cars, which could blow up, travel the world, or open your own gym where you can lift really heavy weights, then head to www.thefitpreneurs.com/free call for details on how to apply for your free accelerator call. Until the next episode, hasta la vista, Fit Pros.